EasyEric.com Lesson 8. Tia D, Bongharja. Falcha go EasyEric.com. It's Misha Jarlath, and I'm here with Antona.
Jareve.
And Antona, what's today's lesson?
Jarlath, today we're going to do to have, how to say you have something in Irish, how you would ask the question, how you would answer the question, your positive answer, and your negative answer, and also we're going to learn one of the prepositions in Irish, ag, meaning at, and we're going to cover them and a few nouns in today's lesson.
Good stuff. So let's begin, Antona. In Irish, how would you ask someone, do you have a pen?
In Irish, the word for a pen is pan. To ask, do you have a pen, you would say, and will pan of it. And will pan of it. Now, that of it is a combination of egg, ag, plus two, tu, feather. But we don't say egg two, we say ugut, and will pan of it.
Okay, so the literal translation, Antona, means what? So we've got and will pan.
Now, literally translated, it means, is there a pen at you?
Okay.
Right? Now, you translate it into English as, have you a pen?
Okay. Have you a pen? And the response of that then, Antona, they say I had a pen, how would I respond?
If you have a pen, your answer is, ta panogum. Yes, I have a pen. Ta panogum.
So the preposition changed this time. So when you're asking someone, it's ugut. Mm-hmm. And then when you're answering, it's ugum.
Ugum is a combination of that word ag, egg, mm-hmm. plus me. But we don't say ta punt egg me, we say ta punt ugum. It's a combination of egg and me.
Okay, so the literal translation is just there's a pen at me, so
yes.
Ugum. Okay.
That's shine the chair,
okay.
It, exactly.
And then the negative answer would be, if you were to ask me, I'm a pan nugget, the negative answer would be what, Antona?
If you don't have a pen, you would simply say, Neil Panogum.
Okay.
Neil, comma, Neil Panogum. Or just Neil Panogum.
Okay.
I don't have a pen.
So the difference there is just the positive is ta and the negative is Neil.
That's it. Your question form will start off with an will. Your positive answer will be ta. Your negative answer will be Neil.
Okay, so let's practice a few of those, because the difference in the preposition there is going to be ugut at you when you're speaking to one person, and the response is going to be ugum for person B. So if I were to ask you, Antona, and well, pan ugut?
I would say, ta pan ugut.
Okay, that means you have a pen.
And I could have also said, Gerard, ta, comma, ta pan ugut. Ta pan ugut. Yes, I have a pen.
I do. Almost like to emphasize mm-hmm. the fact that you have it. Let's practice a few other things that you can have. Antona, what would you suggest other things there in Irish?
You could say, have you a minute? People would say that, have you a minute? And we'll bum at you a bit.
Okay, that's a handy one. If you were disturbing someone, or if you were talking to someone, if you needed help.
Yeah. And if you were very busy, you could say to somebody, Neil Bomachogum, I haven't a minute.
It's good to get out of a conversation or get out from helping someone, you can say, Neil Bomachogum. Mm-hmm. Okay, and other things, Antona?
Other words we could use is punt. The Irish word for a pound is punt. And we'll punt of it.
Okay.
The Irish word for a house is cha. And the Irish word for a dog is madu. Or madra, you'll hear both those words, madu or madra. And here's a handy one. We often ask the question, brishu, and we'll brishu of it. Brishu is the Irish word for change. Brish is the verb to break, but when you break your notes, you end up with change. So it's an easy one to remember as well, brishu, and we'll brishu of it. Say you were parking your car and you needed change for the meter or whatever, and we'll brishu of it.
Okay, so let's just practice those. So I'll take on the role as asking the question. And well, punt ugut.
Ta punt ugut.
Okay. And well, bumacha ugut.
Neil Bomacher Ogham.
Okay, I'll be a minute. You don't have a minute. I will check Ogad.
Ta Tachak Ogham. Yes, I have a house. Okay. Ta Tachak Ogham.
And will Madra Ogad?
Ta Madra Ogham. Or Ta Madra Ogham.
Okay, there's two words for dog, okay. And will Brishu Ogad?
Neil Brishu Ogham.
Okay. So that's just some of the examples of things you can ask and things that you can ask that you have and things you can answer that you do have or don't have. I suppose in the wider issue, Athena, about that preposition, ig,
mm-hmm.
It's quite a useful preposition.
Yeah. Well, you can't say, well, we've only used ogat and ogam.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the top two persons, me, two. Mm-hmm. We need to go down the she, shin, shiv, and shade. The me, you, he or him, she, her, us or we, ogof, you, plural, and they or them.
Ah, so this
so
is...
So if you want to say, they have a pen, they have a dog, you need to know this preposition, egg, ag.
Mm-hmm.
And if I could just run through them, okay. Charlotte. Ogham. At me, that's the literal translation. At
so, tapan ogham means I have a pen. Okay.
Yeah. Ogat.
Okay.
Again, tapan ogat. And we'll use this in, how would you say thank you in Irish?
Garul my ogat.
Garul my ogat. Garul my ogat. The next one then.
It just means at you, so tapan ogat means you have a pen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And Guru my ogat, literally, may there be good at you.
At you, okay.
The third one, if you're referring to the masculine, he or him, we say ega. Tapan ega, he has a pen.
Ah, okay.
If we're talking about the girl, the feminine, the lady, we would say Tapanaki.
She has a pen.
She has a pen. If we're talking about ourselves, we say Tapanogin.
Ah, we have, so you can say Tachatogin means
we have a house.
We have a house.
And again, if you're talking about you, plural, yous, as we would say, we would say Tapanogof. Yous have a pen.
Okay.
Now, if you want to say they have a pen, tapanoku.
Tapanoku. Mm-hmm. Ah, okay. So
tapanoku.
It takes a little practice to remember those. That we have the lesson notes up on the website there, and it's perhaps something that you just need to sit down and learn and practice with. So if we just run through it again, pronunciation-wise, Antoinette, and I'll give the explanation in English. Mm-hmm. So the top preposition is
ogham.
So that means at me.
At me.
So the example, tapan ogham means I have a pen.
Mm-hmm. Ogat.
Okay, that means at you.
Yeah.
So ta bomacha ogat means you have a minute.
You have a minute.
Okay.
The next one then, Jarif, is ega.
Ega is at him.
At him.
So ta madra ega means he has a dog.
That's it. He has a dog.
Mm-hmm.
Tapanaki.
Mm-hmm.
Would mean she has a pen.
Okay. So that's she. The next one?
If you want to say, for example, we have a pound.
Okay.
Tapump ogin.
Ogin, okay.
Ogin. Tapump ogin.
We have a pound, okay. And the next one?
The next one is ogof. Tapan ogof. Yous have a pen.
Yous, okay. Suppose in our kind of.
Another way.
In our dialect, we say yousins or you all, just as the plural of you.
Yeah, the plural of you. Okay. And again, if you're saying thank you to someone, now, you say Gara my ogat or Gara my ogat.
Mm-hmm.
If you're talking to you, plural, you say Gara my ogof. Gara my ogof.
Okay.
May there be good at you, plural.
Yeah.
And the last one is oku. Okay. Tapan oku.
They have a pen.
That's it.
And there's one final one off that list, bits if you were mentioning a person's name. So, for example, if I wanted to say an example, a person's name's Larkin.
Larkin, yeah.
Okay, so if Larkin, to say in Irish, Larkin has a pen, how would you say that, Antonin?
All you do is you say tapan and you take the ag egg and you say tapan egg Larkin.
Ah.
Now, if you want to ask the question, does Larkin have a pen? We say, and will pan egg Larkin.
Ah, okay.
Now, with that one, you could answer by saying tapan egg. He has a pen.
Ah, just using the preposition.
Yeah, using the preposition egg. And if he doesn't have a pen, you could say Neil Pan Ega.
Neil Pan Ega, okay.
By the same token, you could also say Neil Pan Egg Larkin.
That's like a longer way of saying it.
Yeah, but a lot of people would just say, even in English, he doesn't have Neil Pan Ega. Mm-hmm. Instead of saying Neil Pan Egg Larkin.
Yeah, okay, it's just more natural that way. No, that's good then. So we'll try a little quiz then. I'll ask three questions. The listeners at home, they have a bit of practice in. We'll start off number one, something easy. I'll ask the question, Amal Bumacha Ugud. So for the people at home, I would like them, how would you positively answer that? So I'm asking, Amal Bumacha Ugud. So how would you answer that positively? What you're saying is, yes, I have a minute. So Antonin, can you give us the answer, please?
If you were asked that question, and we'll bomb a chug it, you'd answer the question by saying, ta, bomb a chug it.
Okay. Let's go to number two. So if you got that correct, congratulations. If we go to number two, this time, how would you answer, don't have? And we'll brush you ugut. And we'll brush you ugut. How would you answer that by saying, I don't have any change? So Antonin, can you give us the answer, please?
The answer to that one, Gerda, you would say, Neil brush you ugut. Neil brush you ugut.
Neil brush you
ugut. I don't have change.
Okay. So if he's got that right, congratulations. And the last one, number three, this time, we're going to move a level up. I'm going to ask this time, and will Madra egg Sean? So this time, I'm asking, and will Madra egg Sean? And let's say Sean did have a dog. How would you positively answer to say in Irish, Sean has a dog, or even he has a dog? There's two answers. So, and will Madra ig Sean? And Antonin, could you reveal the answer, please?
Well, as you say, Gerard, there's two possible answers. You could say a positive answer, sorry. You could say, ta madu ig Sean, or you could say, ta madu ega.
Yeah, oh, there's actually two words for dog. Actually, it's madu.
You could say, or you madra. Use a madra or madu.
Madu, okay. So congratulations if you got that right. Now that was probably the difficult one at this stage, if you're just new to the preposition. So well done if you got that right, and congratulations if you got them all right. I hope it just gives you a bit of practice. As I say, it's something that you just need to sit down and look at them and practice them. And finally, Antonin, phrase of the week.
The phrase of the week this week is to do with something we'd have. Normally, if you didn't know, hadn't a clue about something, we're back to this to have in Irish.
Mm-hmm.
And what we say is, Níl a Sugam means I don't know. But I haven't a clue, we would say, Níl a Sugam on spare a nús.
Níl a
Sugam on spare a nús. Spare is the word for the sky.
Okay.
And a news from the from From up there down, I haven't a clue, I haven't an earthly.
I
haven't a baldy, as some people say.
All right.
But neelis of them own spare and noose. I haven't a clue.
Neelis of them own spare and noose.
Neelis of them own spare and noose.
Okay. That's quite a useful one then, so that could be quite a common one. For
if you ask a question and you just haven't a clue about the answer, you could use that one. You could say, I don't know, neelis of them. But neelis of them own spare and noose. I haven't an earthly. I haven't a clue.
Okay. So, Gurmayoga, that's enough for that. And Gurmayoga to everyone at home. We hope you enjoyed that lesson. If you have any questions or any queries about this lesson or any of the lessons, don't be afraid to get in touch. We're on iTunes. We're on the website, www.easyirish.com. And we have little articles and useful information on the site to help you with your Irish learning. And we hope that you can continue using the site and continue tuning in this. And Gramida Mayogov and Slangofoy.
Slangofoy.